KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 77. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 44. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 70. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The Sedgwick County Zoo welcomes a new chimpanzee.
Zoo officials say Mom Mahale gave birth to a healthy baby girl named Kianza. The baby was delivered by C-section. She is named after a mountain peak in the Mahale Mountains National Park in Tanzania. The joyful event comes after the heart-wrenching death of Mahale's previous baby, Kucheza, who died of an accidental injury at 5 weeks old. I'm Jared Cirillo.
Salina police are investigating after thieves got into two ATMs. The crime is called jackpotting, where malware is inserted into the ATM to make it dispense cash. Great Plains Federal Credit Union reported the theft from its machine, 605 South Ohio, and also 2061 South Ohio on Monday. It's not clear how much money was taken. Anyone with tips or who might have surveillance video should contact Salina police as the investigation continues. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is set to expire at the end of this year, eliminating many beneficial provisions for farmers and ranchers.
A lot of important provisions to agriculture in these expiring provisions.
That's Dustin Shearer, Director of Government Affairs for Farm Bureau. He says letting the act expire would have significant impacts to agriculture and a majority of Americans.
If nothing is done, there will be a tax increase at the end of the year that will hit farmers and ranchers in the pocketbooks. Overall, ag will be taxed tens of billions of dollars more than they otherwise would, and we need to make sure that Congress does its job and makes these tax reforms permanent.
Stay tuned to FB.org for the latest updates, and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas sophomore infielder Brady Bellinger was named Big 12 Player of the Week. The conference office announced on Monday the Big 12 weekly honor is the first of his career. He slashed .444, .524, .1056, 8 for 18 with 2 doubles, 3 home runs, 6 RBIs, 8 runs scored, 3 walks, and a OPS of 1.580 in 4 games last week. He had his second multi-homer game of the season on Friday at UCF. 5 of Bellinger's 8 hits were extra base hits that included 3 homers over the weekend at UCF. He scored multiple runs in 3 of the 4 games and also drove in at least 1 RBI in 3 contests. He's the 23rd player in KU history with a Big 12 Player of the Week honor. He joins Tommy Barth, Jackson Hogg, Michael Brooks, and Dominic Vogel as recipients of the weekly honor this season. Number 19, Kansas sits in sole position of first place in the Big 12 standings. The Jayhawks won a season high 9 consecutive games, including a sweep at UCF this past weekend. They're 27-6 overall. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer.
We're talking with Superintendent of 273 Beloit Schools, Jeff Travis. What a great gift and renovation and fundraiser for your school. The Board of Education on Thursday voted to pursue a new track renovation, a little over $1 million, artificial turf field included at $2.2 million. As you look back at the Board of Education and 2 failed bond elections, Jeff, talk about what the Board of Education's goals were after a failed bond election as far as athletic facilities.
You know, it's always been a priority to get these facilities fixed up and to get it to where they're safe, get the drainage fixed on this Trojan Stadium. But it's always been our goal too, I want to point out, to keep the WPA project intact as well with these projects. You know, the foundation came together, We have our USD 273 Foundation. We came together. That's made up of three board members, a couple of administrators, and then a couple two community members here. And it was our goal to see what we could do to work on this and see how far we could get and get our original goal was to get the track done, because that was the goal in the second bond, was just the track. And the donations just came in beyond belief. And then we got our large donor with the match, and that just set the tone, and it went crazy, John, and it really did. And I can't tell you how grateful we are for the donors.
Well, Jeff, we'll talk about that Boyd Educational Foundation that kind of kickstarted the whole campaign for the stadium, and you talked a little bit about it. You started that over about 8 years ago. What did you have in mind when you started the Boyd Educational Foundation?
You know, when I got here 12 years ago, that was one of the things we talked about, was a lot of schools had educational foundations, or schools were starting to get educational foundations out there. And that was something that we looked at and did a lot of work on to get that started. It is a separate entity, but it is here to support faculty and staff and the students of USD 273, and to be able to do different things. Like, there's been many grant seeking is one of the things. We've done several grants through this foundation over these, I'm going to say, 8 to 9 years. I bet this foundation has had just under $1 million in grants in that time. But those have gone to classrooms, and supporting the greenhouse that sits outside our high school was done through the foundation, through a foundation grant. We've done many grants for all classrooms and teachers. We've done Adopt a Classroom through that foundation, to where parents, grandparents, community members donated to different classrooms. We've done different things like support students that couldn't afford eyeglasses, and we would work with other groups in town and get those eyeglasses purchased for kids, or students that didn't have coats and get them coats. But then the idea evolved here with, let's look at the foundation, let's get this going, let's look at our alumni, and let's see what we can do for Trojan Stadium. And it turned into this, and it's been great. I mean, that was a fantastic quick 60 days there.
Well, Jeff, as we talk about the Trojan Stadium Improvement Campaign Committee, you yourself, Heather Johnson, Ryan Isbell, Casey Seifert took the bull by the horns and ran. Just talk about some of your talks, your meetings, and where you decided to go to try to improve and raise fundraising for the whole stadium completion.
Well, I got to tell you, Heather and Casey, they just ran with this. I did behind-the-scenes work, but those guys were out there doing the work, talking to donors, getting those donations going, getting that alumni. Of course, those two have grown up Beloit Trojans. They live Beloit Trojans now. I've come in and become an adopted Beloit Trojan. You know, but those guys lived it. Ryan too. He grew up a Beloit Trojan, and you can see that pride just in them with that, and that bound and determination to get these projects done. They ran with it. They did so much work. Heather was out there just talking to so many people to get this done. Heather called me with the donation from Harry Matus and told me that we got a $1 million donation. I think I was in shock for a day, you know, and that match and how he would match it. And that just drove our entire campaign. It was crazy how quick things happened after that.
So, Jeff, the track renovation, artificial turf field, is a go by vote of Board of Education on Thursday. $2.2 million, Nemaha Sports Construction out of Lincoln, Nebraska will do it. For $2.2 million, what will the patrons of 273 schools get?
Well, at the end of the day, we're going to get a post-tension cement track. It's a pretty state-of-the-art base on that track. It's the same technology that they use when they do bridges. I mean, that's post-tension concrete. That should last 40 to 50 years on that base. Then they're going to get on top of that base. They're going to get a 200-level track surface. It's a Bynon track surface, black track with orange exchange lanes on that track. That's an impermeable track. That's something that we've had here in Beloit over the years. But that is a step up from most track surfaces. The field will all be redone out there. The drainage will be put in. You know, our drainage was from the WPA project in 1939. That has served us well over the years, but it was starting to create sinkholes in that field. The irrigation on that field and the drainage were not working properly together. So this Nemaha Sports Construction will come in and put a drainage under there that'll have a, it'll be set on 20-foot centers, and it's going to have finger drains that go out all over. It's pretty much state of the art for 2025. Should last us for a long time, for many decades here, just as the first one did. And then you'll have a turf field that's going to stand up to anything. It's called field turf. It's a mid-level field turf. It's a very nice turf. It's going to look like a wide blade with a small blade mix into it. You know, it's going to look like a real football field out there is what it's going to look like, John. It's, you know, when you look at it, you'll say, is that turf? And it's really, it is, but it's going to look like a field from the field when you drive by. So it's going to be really nice. It's going to stand the time. It's the track base comes with a 10-year warranty. The track itself has an 5-year warranty, and the field has an 8-year warranty, but they will live long beyond those warranties. So we should be set up for a long time here.
Well, Jeff, as we look at this scope of the project, the whole stadium has taken place with fundraising and things like that. We want to stay on the track renovation, artificial turf today, but what's our timeline for pre-construction and construction and post-construction on this improvement?
So as we do pre-construction, you'll see things like material being brought in, set by the stadium somewhere in the general vicinity so that they can haul rock in. They got to get that aggregate in because it's hard to get a hold of for that field. The 8-man All-Star is on June 7th, and so the actual construction, they say, will start June 8th. After that 8-man All-Star game is over, and so then they will start tearing the field out, the track out, and they'll start putting everything back in. That concrete, post-tension concrete base will go in. They'll tear out lanes 1 and 8 when they're doing that, and then they'll put that post-tension track on top of that. As they work all of that, all the curbing will be new on that track as well. That track will sit up 5 inches higher than it currently does. The field will come in, be worked in on that as well. The field will be, they say it will be completed by September 5th for our first game, football game that's going to be rearranged to be held for that first home game right there. When we come to that game, that track's going to be a concrete base, though. The track won't be out there. They will get that put on, the top layer put on during the football season at some point, and then striped.
Well, Jeff, congratulations to your hard work, the Board of Education, the Beloit Educational Foundation, Trojan Stadium Improvement Campaign. I know that 2 failed bond elections were tough. You guys worked your tail off. You gave opportunity for voters to improve the facility. But in tough times with ag and taxes and all that stuff, they decided not to do it. But what a gold mine you've hit. What a great improvement project for the whole facility, and we congratulate you and the Board of Education and USD 273.
Hey, John, thank you. And if I could end by thanking our donors, thanking Harry Matus, all our donors out there, Harry for setting up that match for us, Heather and Ryan and Casey for doing all of that work out there for us too, and everybody else that helped too. There was a lot more people behind the scenes helping us there. But thank you to Harry, and thank you for everybody that donated for this project.
This has been John Bowden for KDNS 94.1 Z96.3 Lake Sports.